friends. So glad you stopped by. Once again, you're always welcome. So grab something to drink if you want something salty. I think we usually have some salt and vinegar chips up in the pantry, maybe some chips and salsa. Or if you have a sweet tooth, we should have something maybe in the freezer, like some ice cream bars or maybe something forgotten. I love it when I find some hidden treasure in my own freezer. And I think the mother of all treasures would be some like Girl Scout cookies, you know, the Thin Mints in the freezer hiding under like a box of frozen taquitos. I feel like a kid again. I always thought the Girl Scouts had set the bar so high with the cookies and the empire they had built, selling those things door to door. I mean, the Boy Scouts just never could keep up in the fundraising way with the Girl Scouts. I remember coming out of a grocery store and some Boy Scouts had their table set up and they were actually selling fertilizer, huge bags of fertilizer. And I was like, guys, what are you doing? You can survive in the wild. You know how to make rainproof shelters out of leaves. You can communicate with animals and find your way out of any forest and have mastered the tying of any knot. How about hiring a consultant to raise capital? How about Boy Scout cookies? I don't know. Maybe the Girl Scouts have those Disney lawyers that clamp down on any of that business. I don't know. The Girl Scouts are just in a privileged position, I guess. They win. We're working with some new sponsors and we're trying this one out. We're trying to find a good fit for sponsors, not just take anybody. So I'm just going to do a dry read here. Okay, here we go. Are you satisfied with your bulbs? If not, then consider buying your bulbs from Zerubbabel Bulbs. For over 100 years, Zerubbabel Bulbs have provided the highest quality undimmable and dimmable bulbs on the market. Zerubbabel dimmable bulbs and undimmable bulbs are long-lasting and come with a lifetime guarantee. Don't wait. Order today and Zerubbabel Bulbs will send you the newest dimmable bulb. It won't shatter, so that's right, no rubble. And there's more. If you order one pack of dimmable, no-rubble bulbs, you will receive the second box of Zerubbabel Bulbs free. That's right. You will receive Zerubbabel's No Rubble Double Dimmable Bulbs. And if you're not completely satisfied, you have the No Trouble Zerubbabel Guarantee. You heard right. Order now and you get the No Trouble Zerubbabel No Rubble Double Dimmable Bulb. So don't wait. Act today. And remember, if it's not a Zerubbabel, it's not a No Rubble Dimmable Bulb. Okay. Not sure if that's a good fit, but please sit back and enjoy the Tim Hawkins Podcast. Can you do two things at once?
I can because I'm a woman.
Yep.
Well,
that's what women do.
Haven't we had that conversation about can women really multitask? Are you really multitasking?
Okay.
The whole thing where you're watching a movie and she's on her phone. I'm watching them do two things. And you're like, who's that guy? What happened? What's he doing that for? And like,
because I'm tracking.
Well, if you watch the movie.
I ask that when I'm not looking at my phone. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't think that you're really asking questions to me. I think you're asking questions out loud.
Mom is
who's
different.
That guy?
I am.
Who's that guy? What's he
I'm
doing?
Just tracking with it.
Yeah.
Oh, mom will do that, and Aunt Jen does that too.
Aunt Jen does that.
They
from our
talk
family.
Through yeah. the movie.
What?
They'll be like, "Wait, who is that? Wait, why did he go there? Wait."
Oh, that's my.
Wait. Rewind. I can't say
rewind.
I can't say my R's. Rewind.
That he used a good.
We wind.
Remember the game that you played as a kid, the memory game where it had the cards and like you had to find two of
the
each
match.
Card. The match is that what's just called match game?
Yeah, sure.
That's a pretty good.
No,
game.
That's guess something.
Guess four.
Guess who? Guess
no,
who?
No.
Oh, that's
well, that's
faces.
With people, right?
That's the faces.
Wait, what are you
talking
about?
Cards on the ground.
Anything as a kid was fun. Anything.
Anything?
Anything?
Not
just
cleaning.
Kids don't care about anything.
Not
they can make
cleaning.
Anything
not
fun.
Cleaning
I wish I had
was
that.
The worst.
Cleaning not fun.
Not that, but
listening
you know.
Listening to your parents.
Eating vegetables,
wow.
Not fun.
Taking a bath.
Oh,
you didn't like
to
taking
bed.
A bath?
I like taking a bath when I was
kids
kid.
Hate going to sleep.
Yeah, going to sleep when the sun's still out.
Yeah.
Libby, you liked going to sleep. That's not true.
I'm different.
You're a liar.
I didn't say she's
I
a liar.
Love
oh, sorry.
Sleeping. But so most kids
she
hate it.
Liked it.
Kids love tents,
and
making
Jackson
tents out of quilts.
Jackson must even liked it too, because I remember one time he's like, "Is anyone going to put me to bed?" This is when he was.
That's pretty funny.
Somebody put me to bed. Do your job.
That's like the last child, though.
Yeah, we were lazy.
Our last child, Jack, is truly like a grandkid to us. We're just like, "What are you doing?
What's up?
All right, you hungry? Or anything? All right, well, All right. Seems like everything's good here.
Well, we were talking about families with like a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our friends has 7 kids, and their last kid, he was literally 3 years old, and he would come downstairs, get a stool, get eggs up in a frying pan, and he would make his own eggs.
Yeah. Was that McCabe?
It was so impressive.
Standing on a stool making eggs.
I was like, I am 15 and I don't even know how to make my own eggs.
As like a briefcase.
But to be fair, Levi did that too.
Yeah.
You would come in and
say, that was the last
Levi's
time.
Making his own eggs.
And they're doing the salt and pepper, and they're just like,
yeah,
you know, just little spatula. Actually.
Levi doesn't probably make Sternum it now.
I'm like, those eggs look really good.
He'd get his fork, he'd eat it at the table. I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The last time Manning's he's cooked. Home. Since he was 4 years old, that's the last time.
Yeah, yeah. That first, it is true. I mean, the first child, like you try to explain every little thing. Okay, now this is why we do this, and the second kid's like, all right, you do it. All right, you do it. Well, and the third kid, you're like, I don't, yeah. Just don't get hurt.
Do what you do.
Just do, you know.
Figure it out.
Just yell if you need us.
I saw it.
The fourth kid's like, you're still
here? Yeah.
Is anyone going to put me to bed?
Do we have any pictures of this kid?
How old are you?
What's your name? Who are you?
That's actually funny because somebody asked a question that said, what do you say to someone who says, when are you going to have another kid? But y'all are like 60 years old, so you probably don't get that anymore.
When are we going to have another kid? Yeah.
Oh, they're just saying in general.
Do you get that, though?
We're 60.
Do you still get that?
No. No. Not at all. Not at all.
I was going to say.
I am not.
Maybe that was directed for your generation of friends. Like you have, your friends have kids, and then people say to your friends, when are you going to have another one?
Now, we would do this. Well, we have many of our friends that some of them are your friends. We're like, we will adopt you. Like the Patillo girls.
Right. Well, we were
ladies,
actually.
If it doesn't work out with your parents, we will adopt you.
We were actually going to be the ones that would take care of them if something happened to both
the godparents.
I mean,
is there a Protestant version of
no,
that?
No, you and I are on the will. Well, now they're old enough, though.
Do you guys have godparents?
Didn't know that we were on the will for the Patillo girls?
I'm all for it.
Legit. I don't know.
Do we have godparents?
Yeah.
Like, so the godparent is just like somebody who's going to take care of you, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
That's a Catholic thing, kind of.
We had them, though. We would have gone to Uncle Todd and Aunt Jill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was in the will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You're right. That is in the will.
In that way.
Which is technically godparents.
Todd parents.
Do you have
Todd parents? Yeah.
We Todd parents. Come live with us. We'll take care of you.
Oh, man. Probably Luke and I's biggest fight was who our kids would go to.
Yeah. Well,
we
no,
just
it's
decided
definitely
to
not
save
our biggest
it.
Fight.
It was, though. It was like our first fight.
Wow.
The first fight was where the kids are going to go?
Well, like where I really got like riled up.
Ooh.
I was like, okay.
That's a mother's protection. They're not even born yet.
I know.
She's like, oh, they're like a mama bear.
I was like, I don't think so. But
Luke. Yeah. Okay, honey, gosh. What would Luke say? And what's Luke's voice?
Well, I just think that they should go here because they think that's advice for them.
And I'd be like, no. No thanks.
What is it, Robotron? What is it?
Computron?
Computron. Computing. Computing. When I'm pregnant, I'll be growing baby. Growing baby.
20%.
20%. Yeah.
You sound like the queen.
Loading.
Growing the baby.
The baby.
I saw this video today, and it was... like the stages of telling your husband that you're pregnant. And it was like first child, there's fireworks going on in the background. The second one, like when she announced that she was going to have a kid, the second one was like, she got this really nice package for him. And it like opened it up and there was like baby shoes in it. He's like, oh, we're having a kid. And the third one is like a text just like, hey, I'm pregnant again.
Or you, by the fourth one, you whip the pregnancy stick at them.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
This is your fault.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What do you guys think of the gender reveal party situation?
There was some big news thing about that.
I think it's overdone a little bit.
Set something on fire. I mean, there's a lot of fires going down. I don't remember why. But.
Yeah. I mean, people go all out. I think it's hilarious.
I like the ones where they're like, toss a baseball that's filled with some sort of colored powder and they just completely whiff. Have you seen those?
The baseball
like,
would
Like the girl would toss a baseball to the guy because he's some sort of baseball player. Then it'll like explode the color of the baby, but like a lot of times they miss. It's pretty funny.
I liked our grandson's was Krispy Kreme donuts, right? Were they Krispy Kreme donuts with the colored filling?
Yeah, that was good. That was, well, and then brilliant. Everyone, that was a good one.
Brilliant.
That was cute.
Brilliant.
Oh my gosh. The latest one I saw was like these people rented out this stadium and they had like this professional videographer and all this stuff. Gosh. And like they go on like all these adventures and then like they end up like coming into this huge stadium and then it just shows the baby's gender on a screen. And he's like, you rented out this whole place and did all this stuff. And all you did was show the gender on a screen. Okay. Like that
that's
was
that's my question right now. Is it about the baby or is it about the people?
No,
it sounds a little bit narcissistic.
I think it's kind of the process though.
I mean, it's fun. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I loved not knowing though.
But no, I have to say. I know what you mean.
I loved waiting till the day.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
I do think more.
Yeah, it was so fun. I would think so many people came to see you. It was a big party in the
That was fun. Do you think more people want to know the baby now as opposed to what we did would wait till it was born to know what gender?
Well, a lot of people found out back then too.
I want to know, I think.
I don't know.
You do?
The gender. Yeah.
It's so fun when you don't.
Really? Abby Plant doesn't find out either.
The good thing that I have found from it is that people don't get like gender specific, a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you get too many clothes.
Gender specific clothes.
And, yeah. And gender specific.
I think all babies should be forced to wear the same thing.
Yeah.
Just like a gray.
Yeah.
Well, let me make like a point.
Orange,
they wear orange.
Let me make a point about waiting also that you don't get any clothes at your baby showers. You get bigger, better stuff. Then when everybody comes to see you because they're excited because they didn't know what the gender was, or and then they found out just then they go out and buy an outfit and bring it to you to the hospital. So then you have like, because I feel like the showers today get tons of clothes.
Yeah.
And there's actually a lot of other stuff you need.
Because it's the easiest thing.
Because the clothes, they just grow out of so fast. You just have to give a lot away.
Yeah.
Or you could find out, but not tell anybody. And then you buy your own clothes.
That's true, too.
And then you just sneak the system. And they get you all the big stuff.
Well, I'm not telling anyone when I'm pregnant until I'm 8 months pregnant. And then you have to ask me. And it'll be really awkward. People will be like, are you pregnant? I'll be like, excuse me.
That'd be hilarious. How rude.
Excuse me, yes.
I mean, yes, I've been working out twice a day. Do you know how rude that is? Their baby's like kicking.
Do you have a story?
Their stomach's moving.
Of course I have a story. You know that story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He asked my same friend twice.
Yeah, I asked the same woman twice.
Who was not pregnant.
Like 6 months apart.
And she's little. She's a little person.
Yeah, very little.
Why did you ask her?
Hey, well, I was like, hey, what's up? Congrats. Congrats on the baby. She's like, damn. I am not pregnant.
She's very Southern.
And she was just, you could just tell this.
She kind of laughed the first time.
Kind of, but.
And then the second time I'm like, oh my gosh, Serena, I'm so
Serena.
Sorry. She goes,
yeah.
She says, it's Tim. It's fine. It's weird because she's little.
She wasn't little.
Oh my gosh.
Serena?
She was wafy, but she wasn't, you know.
Wafy?
Wafy?
What
wafy.
Does that mean?
That's 10. It means
it's like
very
a cracker.
Thin.
Like wafy. She's like, she's going to break if you.
Like a wafer?
Huh? Yeah, like a wafer. Like a little vanilla wafer.
Like a wafer?
A wafer.
Serena, like a wafer?
Serena, you're cute like a wafer.
She's thin.
No, but I did twice. And so I just said, that's it.
I think that's bad that it was twice.
Yeah.
And so I see the baby in the stroller, I'm not going to
have
ask.
You seen
like, I feel
sense?
Like you would have learned your lesson the first time.
No, because, well, you know.
And then get what happened.
I want to connect so bad.
They had at a Christmas party had at work, they had a game. We had to draw questions out of a hat, and then his ended up being, who in this room is pregnant? And that was like shortly after the whole Serena thing. So Dad had to, he was supposed to guess what woman in that room was pregnant. He's like, heck no, I'm not doing this.
Right. Okay, we had this conversation, Heather and I did. We were talking. We went to West Palm.
West Palm.
We get it. Went you to
West
Palm, vacation Beach, without me.
Florida,
I get it. It's
which
cool.
Is,
without Luke.
This is where.
Sorry, Luke. You get to
fine.
Go next.
You know, no. The really rich people are.
Well, let's just put it this way. They were running out of. This is what the paper said the week we were there. They have been running out of $50 million homes.
Gosh,
people to
I hate
buy
when that,
that
sucks,
want to
man.
Buy $50 million.
You know, it's
or
just,
build. But they're just.
You know, and you're just like. you're having one of those bad days.
Yeah.
Just dropping things, stubbing your toe.
You get on the news.
Get on the news. And then you find out there's no more $50 million homes available.
I know.
It's like, it's are you kidding me?
Nothing else can ruin your day more.
Come on.
That's a whole nebba level.
$50 million. And think about that. And that's just for the house. That's to fill it. That's going to be another $25
million. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just to fill it.
Yeah.
And that's not being, that's true.
Right.
Yep. You got to fill it with stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, crazy. So this is where we saw Trump's house. We saw just one after the other, just ridiculous.
Well, there's like Russian mafia places. Guys that live down there.
Apparently,
Russian mafia, Billy Joel, palaces. You know, all these.
Oh yeah, Billy Joel's place was by Mar-a-Lago.
Just
well it's crazy because it's like, okay, so where we were and where we were staying, it was like, oh, okay, like this is another level of wealthy. But then you go down the street and you're like, okay, what the heck? This is like a totally another level. Like it's like just crazy.
The house we stayed at, six houses down.
Third level.
Six houses down was Michael Jackson's lawyer.
Yeah,
and
from
it
the house
looked
we stayed.
Like, yeah, it just looked like something out of like French royalty.
Yeah, that
like
was really big though. That was. Yeah. I mean, we didn't stay in a house quite that big, no. But it was right there.
But it was just a few houses crazy. Down. And I was going to see. I looked up to think to see what does it mean to be wealthy? How much do you guys think you need to be considered a wealthy human being
in the United States?
In the United States, yeah.
I would say like 300,000.
I'd say at least a mil.
A mil,
yeah.
Well, I would say if someone made like 300K, that'd be like, oh yeah, they're like well off.
A year or net worth?
A year.
Net worth?
Yeah, just net worth. Just what?
Okay, five mil.
5 mil.
Yeah.
Okay. It says I looked up this this article. It says most Americans say that to be considered wealthy in the United States in 2021. You need to have a net worth of nearly $2 million. Hmm. 1.9 to be exact.
Jackson and I, whenever someone asks us a stat, we just like way overshoot by a lot or try to. So then whatever they're saying makes them sound like really cool. Minuscule. Yeah. Like, guess what? How many points I scored today in my basketball game? 84. No, 14.
Yeah. Luke will be like, guess how many calories is in this? 2. No, like 350.
Dang it. Overshot. I got to thinking about when we're kids, when we're little kids, what we think rich is.
Yeah.
Right? Like when you guys were little, like what did you think was
merited or that
like some of the things,
when you went to someone's house and you got all these people.
Like anyone I thought, like I wrote a few things down. Like anyone I thought like somebody with a 3-car garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're rich. Or somebody with like they had a pool, like even an above ground pool, like, but it had to have a deck around it.
Right.
If there's a deck around, I'm thinking these guys are doing pretty good.
Ground, please.
Well, it's got to
have
a
deck around an above ground pool. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
I guess.
If somebody had like an ice maker in the fridge door.
Oh yeah. I've still yet to have one.
I still
if someone has a garage fridge just for drinks.
Yeah. Wow.
And they have drinks in it all the time. Yeah. That's when I know
these guys are worth it. $5 million.
No, one of my friend's mom bought pre-peeled shucked pistachios once, and I was like, "Oh, you guys are absolutely wealthy."
No, the people who have the pre-shelled like pomegranate seeds.
Oh, those are the like in the people. Little containers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pomegranate seeds.
Those people.
Yeah, like
are
a pomegranate.
Well off.
Yeah.
That's what she thought when she was
blessed.
Really? I didn't know that was a
Mrs.
thing.
Danielle, no, I think that now.
Mrs. Danielle used to get those and then make them chocolate covered.
Well, that's even more wealthy sounding.
And they were delicious. Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had the restaurant called Bonanza.
Isn't it a buffet?
Well, you get your tray and you go down the line and you get your cup for a drink.
That seems like poor people do that.
Cup for a drink. Well, we, you know, that was kind of
the soup kitchen.
Everybody went to Bonanza. Everybody went to Bonanza. And Dad took a newspaper.
Oh, I remember he would
take a newspaper and we would eat as a family at Bonanza. And that was, and I remember that 4 people ate at Bonanza for $18. I remember that. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
I remember that. And then we had Ponderosa, which is a step up.
Yeah.
It was a step up. It was like they had free refills.
Yeah.
What?
And then they had not only Thousand Island, but ranch dressing at the salad bar.
We I feel like you guys did this a lot.
This is a good place.
Because I never even heard of these.
What about Golden Corral?
Ponderosa, I have partaken in.
Golden Corral was a little bit later on, but that was.
Ryan's.
That was more where people go to set records.
I've only been to Golden Corral with Grandma and Coach, so.
Yeah. Golden Corral's great because you could get
I don't remember.
A Salisbury steak and some French fries
and pizza.
Salisbury stick
with some gummy bears on top.
We always use something weird in there.
And a roach.
Stick a chicken leg in the chocolate fountain. You can get creative at the Golden Corral. It's right. Hey, here's a tray. Go.
Yeah, seriously. There's so many options.
You mix in corn with your concrete, with your ice cream.
Yeah, you can do whatever. They have unlimited soft serve too.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
We used to go to Ryan's.
Oh, like McAllister's or Jason's Deli.
Here's what I do at the Jason's Deli. I would do a little bit of the chocolate mousse. What was it, pudding? Mm-hmm. Or a chocolate moussey pudding in the bottom of the ice cream cone. And then I'd put the ice cream on top of that.
Oh, that's smart. So yeah. It didn't leak through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of things, a lot of inventions, a lot of ingenuity that I did.
Well, I don't know if anybody will remember this because this is dating us. But if you pulled up to someone's house and they had this like statue standing in their driveway with a lantern, like they're holding a lantern.
A little figure holding the lantern.
Yeah.
That was rich.
That was the rich people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or any of those people with like the corbels. Yeah, the lions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anybody with a two-story house.
Oh, really?
Yep. Or marble columns.
Marble columns.
Marble columns.
Yep. How about waterbed? Remember that, honey?
I
just think people with a waterbed were.
Waterbed.
I had a waterbed in college.
Making it.
Yes, you did.
It was huge.
Liv, did you get any questions?
Yes. Which of your kids reminds you most of yourself?
Heather, you want to go on that one? Do that one.
I mean, there's a lot of things about Levi and I can see that is the same. But she probably doesn't.
I think you look the most
alike. He probably doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And then it's obviously Spencer and I have the.
Right. You're can-do people. Mm-hmm. You're no-nonsense.
Yeah,
you don't like
to
be.
No.
You don't like people wasting your time.
I know it's bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't suffer fools.
Right.
And you married me. I think Livy and I are similar in that we're pretty seriously. I hate the word introverted, but just we have to get away.
Yeah.
We refuel when we get away from people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like even it's hard when you go on vacation or staying at somebody's house like we did that you want to pull away, but you don't want to be rude. But you're around somebody a lot most of the time. We were.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to kind of get away?
Oh, yeah. Every time it was like Christmas, Thanksgiving, I always had to take an hour and just go to my bedroom and sit there.
Yeah,
and usually I would cry.
You would?
Yeah.
Why? Just because you wanted to?
Were you sad?
I don't know. We get sad on holidays. Does anyone else get that? You know, like you have the hype of the holiday.
Oh, so
and
after the holiday.
And then it's like the end and you just like have all your presents on your bed and you just lay there and you cry. And you're just like, what's the meaning of everything?
Holy night. All is dark. All is bleak.
Santa Claus is coming.
You already came to town.
You already came to town.
My God.
That would be me.
My family are always talking at me. No noise.
Did you do this?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And Luke, did you?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I do know what you're talking about. There's the holiday blues. If I didn't get...
I did get that a little bit,
yeah.
Especially when we moved out, and then we go either to Arizona or come back here to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And then we'd go home, I'd be sad.
The holiday season is better than the holiday itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the
week after Christmas is very depressing
it's
to me.
Depression.
Terrible.
Right when everybody's gifts are opened, the depression sets in a little bit. Yes.
Yeah. You've already eaten so many cookies that you don't
that
really
makes
want
it worse.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Like the week leading up to Christmas. You're like, I think I literally have gained 10 pounds and all I've eaten is cookies.
Now I want to cry.
And now it's like, all these Christmas cookies are here. And you're like, because grandparents come over and they give you all the fresh stuff. And you're just like, I'm done. Like, I've stayed up till 2 a.m. every night watching stupid videos.
You're irritated. You're too hot because you're usually wearing sweaters and it's too hot inside.
And
you're all crammed in the house. That's why skiing was a good idea.
And you have to pick up that paper on the ground, all the gifts.
And you have to clean up.
And then you have to
get the bags.
You have to fit all your gifts into one box and make sure you don't lose them because I always lose them.
And then you're like, somebody's like,
we got to keep the boxes.
Yes.
We're keeping the boxes.
Can't we just throw the boxes away? Just throw it in a pile and burn it.
It was hard to find boxes last year.
It's true. But you're right. Like, why don't we save the boxes?
Especially Especially the Lucky Brand ones. Those are
nice. Oh, and then you have to, you realize, oh, we got to take all this stuff down.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
it's just like, oh, when, and then it's yeah. like, you know that
you
day's
put
coming.
That off. Yep. And then you go into the worst 2 months of the year, of which is life. January
look,
and February.
Look, putting up Christmas lights or pretty taking terrible. Them down, that's one of the things that God's like, you know, I think it's okay if you cuss.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah,
but
doing that,
Luke did it.
Moving a mattress. Yeah. You know,
I hate moving mattresses.
Working anything, doing a job where your hands are over your head, like putting in a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
I think
cussing is okay with.
Yeah.
Maybe.
With the creator, maybe he's like, yeah. That's my son's name, but yeah. maybe you know, watch that.
Right? I love it that when one. You say my name, but not in that tone.
I love it when you say my name, but not when you stub your toe.
Yeah, that.
Oh, I forgot to ask Ryan if you listen to that.
Yeah, but I'm with you. It's like you say. It's like you say the Christmas season or a trip. Like when you go on a trip. Yeah. When I go on trips and stuff, I am so pumped.
Yeah.
You're so, I love getting, like, we're going to go to the beach house.
Yeah.
And we're going to get up in the morning and we're going to go probably.
Walk on right? the beach.
Oh, and just, well, just driving. It's just getting up.
You know.
Oh,
and
it's
the cool
noon,
of the morning
actually,
and the sun's barely up. And, you know, you may stop by Hardee's and get a cinnamon biscuit.
Yeah.
But at the first, you're actually like, oh, I'm going to eat vegetables. I'm just going to veggie tray at Schnucks and just. I'm going to be healthy.
At the beach house?
No, on the way.
On the way.
On the way.
On the way. Yeah. You get your headphones all charged up.
You're ready. But on your way back,
that's the thing.
It's like your clothes don't fit in your suitcase. It's
right.
You're leaving
you're
the next.
Sandy still.
You're sandy.
Or in your case, laundry basket.
Luke packs all of his stuff in a laundry basket. And when I first knew him, I was like, what the frick are you doing?
You're a psychopath.
But then we went on a trip and we came back and he was like, now look, all my dirty laundry's already in the basket.
I saved
that's
the
actually
step.
Genius.
So last time we went on a trip, Olivia put everything in a laundry basket.
I put
basket.
All my stuff in a laundry basket.
You guys should try it. Let me know.
It's pretty sick.
We might actually do it.
It works.
It seriously does work. Because you end up just tossing it in your bag anyway.
That's the thing.
Well,
it's
and
like
then you have it there. Then you actually have it there to put all your dirty stuff in when you
well,
put all the
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, even if you're, especially if you're at a house, dresser. It's like, if you're going to take a car trip, just put our clothes in a laundry basket, put some on top, and then when you get there, just put it in a dresser.
It just looked funny when we first met you and we're packing up the car and we all have our suitcases and he's got this laundry basket. It's like, what?
Yeah, well.
We do have a washer and dryer, so I guess you can use
it. It's like, who is this
Which
redneck?
I might actually
who is this?
Do that because what I took to Fort West Palm, I want to take to the beach house, but I don't want to wash it now. I'd rather wash it at the
See?
Beach house.
Yeah, one time, my friend Steven, we talked about him earlier. We went on a road trip and he forgot to dry his clothes. So he put all of his wet clothes in a plastic bag.
Oh my gosh.
Steven.
On the way to it in a road trip.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah.
Did it smell moldy the rest of the time?
No, it was thankfully only Chicago, but.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
it was not great. And then he had to get there and then rewash them and then redry them.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know our story, right, Luke? The, I forget, I think it was the blue van or the white van that we had and somebody left a breast of chicken
from Chick-fil-A.
In the Chick-fil-A carton that had fallen in the side of the bench seat.
But let's
there
hold
for
up.
Like 3 in
the
van.
It was there for a very long time, sealed into the plastic container. Because it was Levi, because he can't have the bread, so he just had the
Jackson.
Chicken breast.
Yeah.
And so, no, Levi was always, I don't know why he wasn't eating it.
Oh, really?
But this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so then somehow in the seat slid back, it punctured this thing and just fumigated like gack to gack.
It was like liquefied. The chicken had been there so long and hot,
it
liquefied
the
chicken.
Oh.
And I'm telling you.
Well, it smelled even when I met you guys.
Yeah,
that was a year or so later.
Yeah.
That was maybe 2 years later.
You cannot. Because if there's one droplet... If there's one droplet that's left there,
it's like
that's what Fauci would say.
We took baking soda. We had it.
We took
professionally done.
Oh, we did.
We should have taken the seats out and just squirted it down.
Yeah, we took.
But those seats were huge.
Yeah. Baking soda and nothing. When you buy a van, especially a minivan, it's just a matter of time before something horrible happens in it.
Yeah.
Because everybody who's had a minivan for a while and kids, it's going to be something. But it's like when we bought our ping pong table. This wasn't too long ago. Well, yeah, it was when Jackson was a little baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bought the brand new ping pong table, set it up. Homie gets a pen.
Spencer was so mad.
All over the top. It was.
Can't have anything nice.
I know. Spencer's like, he's 12.
I know.
Can't have anything nice.
He's so mad.
Who bought this? Dad.
And then he and Christian painted it with a
the orange
yin and
thing.
Yang.
Yin and yang. Yeah. When I was a kid, we were coming back from, I was in third grade, I think. We were coming back from Disney World, which was our one trip. We took one serious trip when I was a kid. That's another thing. I thought people were rich if they took vacations all the time.
Yeah.
Like, so coming back home, and it was just, it was very normal for us to not stop. When I talk about my dad in shows, he wouldn't. We would not stop. Because all dads, I think, have that. It's all a game. How fast can you get home?
Right.
So if he doesn't have to go to the bathroom, nobody has to go to the bathroom. So we would just have to relieve ourselves in McDonald's cups and such and, you know, bottles. Yes. And one time we were, I had to go, number one, and we had it was Cracker Jacks. You know what Cracker Jacks is?
Yeah.
Popcorn treat. It was in a sack. And it was an empty Cracker Jack sack.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
My dad had me use that.
He thought so that would be a good idea?
Peed in the sack, and it exploded.
Of course it did.
In the front seat.
Oh.
And I remember because we had, I think it was a box of white chocolate, and it just soaked that box of white chocolate.
Oh, God. Why didn't he just stop?
My friend in second grade, or maybe he was like third grade or something, he woke up late at night and had to pee. And he didn't want to go to the bathroom because he was either scared or lazy. So he went over to like his air conditioning vent in a 2-story house and he peed down his air conditioning vent.
Oh, great.
Oh my gosh.
And his dad woke up from the sound of pee hitting the air conditioning vent above him.
Oh my gosh. In big trouble. I'm pretty sure one of our kids have done that.
That's it. It's just the kids are just, that's what they do.
Yeah.
It was just so frustrating. It's just frustrating, you know, and you try to hold together as parents, but like the kids, like when they're getting sick and you don't want to be, you know, you want to be gentle and empathetic, but you're going to get
toilet.
Sick. Don't get sick on the carpet.
Yeah.
Spencer, one time he was on the wood floor and he just projectiled into the living room. I was like, son, what are you doing?
Just turn the other way.
Can't you get sick in the right
did
direction
you guys have
just once for daddy?
A puke
I do
a trash can?
A little.
A puke trash can?
We had a bowl.
Or a puke pot. Yeah.
That's when you know.
We had a bowl.
We had a bowl.
You're sleeping with a big Tupperware bowl in the bed.
Yeah.
We actually used a cot.
Yeah.
So if you threw up, you ended up back in my bathroom on a cot with a little black and white TV.
Literally. And
right
antenna.
By the toilet.
Are those good memories for you, Lou?
Actually,
the cot.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
It was kind of a cozy area.
I liked being sick as a kid because I got extra attention.
Oh.
And then you could watch TV.
Families with like a lot of kids, the poor younger ones don't get any attention. Yeah. I had to be sick for my mom to notice.
Well, you got out a lot of things when you were sick.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
Like you didn't want to go to school.
One time, this wasn't sickness, but we, dad was laying new flooring in our house in Texas. And Levi used to have anger issues. If you can't tell by the intensity of who he is now, but we were like pretending to sword fight with like pieces of the plywood or with the hardwood. And he just goes rogue and he like starts screaming at me. And I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I don't want to play anymore. And he's like, I do. And he just takes the piece of wood and slashes like my toe. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
And like
it was bad.
Blood everywhere.
Wow.
And our nurse neighbor like had to come over and like it was terrible.
Make sure to see if
but the
need
best
stitches
thing, it was one of my best memories because instead of having to eat squash for dinner, I got to eat a bowl of Fruit Loops. And I was so happy
that's
about
amazing.
It.
But Levi didn't.
Great memory.
Yeah.
Did you call the tow truck?
Is it time to go?
Oh, this really? Podcast is brought to you by. Hey, do you want a cameo video? Just go to cameo.com/SimHawkins.
Oh my
just
gosh.
Look me up. Hey, I'll do a video for you. You can pay me money to do it. You pay me, I'll do a little personalized video for you. Cameo. That's the way to go. That's the way it's done.
All right.
Free jokes. Free jokes, everybody. Download it now.
It's not free.
It's free, but you have to pay you have to pay for
free
it.
Jokes, but you get it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, one of the things is just a sense of perfection. I'm so used to going to my little comedy lab and just working on my little bits and jokes and just waiting till they're perfect to release them to the world. And you just can't live your life that way. It's just more fun to get out there and make mistakes. So that's, I think, the perfection thing gets in the way of my goals. Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, wow, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. I got double spanks when I lied when I was a kid.
Double spanks.
If you lied, you got double spanks.
What is really?
One like time I didn't want to go to school. I was in the bathroom. I'm like, Mom, I got diarrhea. I got diarrhea. She goes, let me see it.
No.
Moms are just gross. Let me see it. And I panicked and I took this toothpaste.
Oh my God.
It was that AIM toothpaste and I just squirted it and it was like blue.
Oh my God. That's convincing.
And she's like, you liar. And she spanked me twice.
Double spank. Andy, I didn't go to school.
Well, bam.
Kablooey. What is it?
Kablowy.
Kablowy.
That's definitely kablowy. Livy and I got assaulted yesterday with a big kablowy in the bathroom at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
That was disgusting.
Just next time, tell us. Don't send us a picture.
Livy did that, yes.
This was like a murder had happened.
Bro, I never seen anything like it.
Murder.
I walk into this airport bathroom because I'm a jet setter. And right when I walked in, I was like, oh, gosh, what happened? I was like, have they not cleaned this bathroom in like 6 years? And I just keep walking and I turn and it's the second stall. It's just, I am telling you.
It was a crime scene.
It was everywhere. It was on the ground. It was on like the handle and like all that part. None of it was even on the seat or in the toilet.
Wait, did you actually go to the bathroom in there?
Well, yeah, I had to pee so bad.
Used that toilet?
No.
Come on.
Okay, but wait.
I'm not an animal.
No, she didn't.
I don't know kind of bathroom you're going in.
I just meant, did she end up staying in there? Because when I walked in, I go, that's a dirty diaper. And the lady was at the wash her hands. She's like, go a little further. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. She goes, they didn't even try. She was like,
I know.
So mad.
I took a picture of it and sent it to like family group chat and then a few friends that I know would think would be funny.
Yeah, thanks
and
for
I
just, that.
I go, did you send it to Plant?
I go, oopsie.
it was disgusting.
It reminds me, like, I imagine that's what the inside of the bathroom in Daddy Daycare looks like.
Yeah,
it was. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
He's looking up all over. Yeah.
The ceiling, I mean, there's no way a little kid. Let's move on.
I'm hungry. I am starving right now. I don't even know what to call this episode. I don't even know.
All right. Well, here's another question. Do you have more goals or a clearer sense of purpose since the pandemic?
I think I am a lot more appreciative than I was.
Of
like
what?
Of just being able to get, well, you know, of
being around people.
Yeah.
That how much, even not just shows, I'm talking day-to-day interaction with people. I don't even know. Seeing people's faces.
Yeah, that's
where people are acting now like you're not a threat so right. much.
Yeah.
Before, I mean, Heather and I would be walking in the park and people would just turn their backs to us as we walk by.
Right.
So that got old real quick.
Definitely. Yeah.
That was a beating. I mean, that's
that
mental.
That was pretty terrible.
That's mental.
It was.
Yes.
And all I would do is I had to talk about it because that's the only thing that made me feel like some kind of sanity. Like,
it was crazy.
Why are they turning their backs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a human being.
Well, even today I was in the grocery store and I didn't even think about it. But like, you know, when you get into one of those like areas where you have to let the other person pass
yep.
or whatever. And like, the guy passed me and like smiled and then I smiled and then I like passed and I was like, whoa, wait. Saw his face.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like was an
endorphin
so
endorphin rush. Yeah, like, what was that? That was human
seen
contact.
Face yeah. In forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
that's
was awesome.
That was, yeah, that got old.
Yeah. That
real
was
quick.
I did realize, really I've been realizing recently, like, oh, that really, I think, took a toll on me. I did not even notice.
Yeah. I think it took a toll on a lot of people.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
especially like outgoing people that like extroverts that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah. I know some people in Canada, and they just got out of lockdown.
Yep.
Like, gosh. Just got out two ridiculous. Weeks ago. Like, yeah. their gyms
Australia
are
is
open.
Just insane.
Didn't they yeah. just
Did they
shut
go back?
Down again?
Nobody's died, I think. But they're just like, you know, we're going to...
Like, pass...
Lockdown.
Normally. More than...
No more.
Other flus, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What's the phrase? So I would keep using a phrase for Dad, because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to order everything, hang out with our friends and family... And I'm not going shopping, so my dad go, because I didn't want to see the whole scene.
Yeah, your mom would say, could you go to the Schnucks? Why don't you go? Because you're strong. Because you're stronger than I am.
I tell him.
You're just a big brick. You're just strong. Like, I'll go, honey. I'm not afraid.
Then he's like, okay, I'll go.
I ain't afraid.
But it's true.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
I just don't want to see that. So I... But you had to because you're doing Instacart. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to see it all the time.
Every day,
so
baby.
I just, you know, and I really appreciated these, especially businesses that had to, you know,
comply.
Just, yeah, comply. Yeah. Just
so
comply. Schools and businesses.
Actually
did. I was so, you know, you're like, dang it, but I kind of appreciate what people did to comply and just work around
like
that.
Just
and
like, come on, let's just.
Well, nobody, who really, I mean, wanted to do that?
No. Yeah.
I mean, some people, I think, got into it and for whatever reason.
I know one of your fans is very happy that. You know, he's outside of the pandemic. His Instagram, his car trips, and he posted on your last Instagram and said, sitting in O'Charlie's, eating a brownie with ice cream, listening to the podcast, hashtag Hodunk.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Nice.
So, I mean, you couldn't do that before the pandemic, I'm sure.
Yeah. How about a t-shirt idea? Hodunks Unite.
Hodunks Unite.
Hodunks Unite.
Yes.
like a raised fist in
love it.
In
how
unity.
Good of a night is it? Eating brownie and ice cream at O'Charlie's.
Yeah.
I thought O'Charlie's was
that's
done
how
for.
I want
I
all of our
close.
Fans to listen. Well, not ours. Your fans to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Just your
fans. Is in O'Charlie's eating a brownie.
Eating a brownie.
That's where you do your next show.
Because Benigan's was closed.
So I didn't know that O'Charlie's was still around.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought I haven't seen one in like 3 years.
I know. All the O'Charlie's I've seen have just closed down now.
Yeah.
Right. We're pretty much the Applebee's
open.
Crowd.
Where keep do you open. Live that no yeah. Charlie's is still open? That's
I yeah, I don't know if they're in all states. I don't even know.
Oh, Charlie's.
Well, so going funny. Back to the mask thing real quick, the one thing that was kind of nice is on the airline going to and from, I mean, they didn't seem to care if your they didn't act like they cared if your mask was on or not. Chill.
Question. Okay. This yeah. is a... This is a survey question, I guess. It happened when we were on the plane. Guy in front of us, he's like 6'8", and
I think he was 7 foot.
He was so
he
tall.
He was a big dude, and he was muscular.
Next time we'll bring a tape measure. And
he was definitely an athlete.
Okay, here's the question. He was because we were waiting on the tarmac for at least an hour and a half.
Yep,
wasn't
yep.
it? And he's got his phone in front of
us, anything
and he's
either.
FaceTiming his daughter, and she's saying something about her car registration and.
You know, you're going to hear her voice. Yeah, Dad, I got, you know, I something wrong with the car. And she doesn't sound like that at all. But... She's just like, Daddy, I don't know what to do because I'm running.
And he's like, well, and what you need to do is look in the glove compartment.
Yeah, I know. I'll look in the glove compartment.
And then what?
Yeah, it's in there. I know what it is. I know what it is, Dad. I'm stupid. Just give me the glove compartment.
And he's like, you just do that. And what you do is you call the DMV.
All right, I already did that.
All right, you call the DMV.
All right, just tell me what to do.
I'm trying to tell. And... And the flight attendant gets on the thing and she goes.
Which, by the way, wait a minute. The flight attendant was 2 feet away from the man.
Was 2 feet away from the man.
Because he was in the front row and she was right there in the galley.
He was front row. 70
feet really tall. Literally only had to take 2 steps.
Okay. And she goes, attention, everybody. Please, we ask that you please keep your phone conversation or use your headphones when you're on FaceTime. That was basically what she said.
Yeah. And he's in the middle of FaceTime. And what's your survey question though before you say what he said?
Do what?
What's your question? Are you going to tell what he did?
He goes, what?
What? I don't understand. Are you talking to me?
I don't understand. I'm guessing you're talking about me. It's like, what's the difference between me having a conversation with this guy next to me or me having a FaceTime with my daughter on the phone? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, well, nobody wants to hear you, hear your phone conversations.
Right.
And we couldn't hear. We were right behind him.
Which... I don't know. I didn't think of it his way. I was a little bit on her side.
I was on her side, too.
I was thinking. Well, that was like, passive aggressive, though. All she had to do is go, could you just turn that
yes,
down?
Yes. The thing, I think to that she could have handled it differently. She could have gone that up to him ridiculous. And just said, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, could you just turn that just down, just your phone down, just
really
a little bit.
You know,
just be real sweet about it. But no, she went on that. Attention, plain people.
Yeah.
and so he was dumb. Like, all right, what? Okay. And he said, what's the difference if I'm talking to my neighbor or if I'm doing this on the phone? What do you guys think?
Well, I texted Luke about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, this guy's being a jerk, blah, 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 blah. But I only caught the last end of what happened. So all I heard was him being like confronting her. I didn't hear that she announced anything. But then I like heard something going on. So I took my earphones off. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So I was kind of like. But then actually I told Luke, I was like, I'm kind of on both sides. I understood both sides of the story.
I was a little irritated. It's like the people who talk loud on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, and they're just all up in there and this is their register. And I'm like, can you not just talk like, yeah.
But for me, I don't mind that because I like knowing people's business. So that's interesting. It's interesting to know it.
Yeah. Well, especially on the plane when it was boring. We were just sitting there for like 20 minutes already.
I did like that I heard what she was saying.
Yeah. I know.
So I could judge, I had a full context so I could judge them.
Yeah.
But it was kind of boring. We were just talking about car registration.
Which is probably the most boring thing to talk about.
Yeah. They could have gotten into other things if she just would have let him talk more.
I know. They could have gotten into
She wrecked it.
She did.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the most passive aggressive thing I've seen in a long time because you're just 2 feet from him.
Yeah. What you do, you could do is just be like you're on your phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy in front of me is talking to his daughter on FaceTime. Yeah, I know. Nobody likes it. Nobody wants to hear it. I know. Right. What a jerk.
It's a kind of like a lame move to announce it on the intercom.
Oh, yeah.
You just
be like,
hey, could you just. Yeah. Be a little quieter.
Oh, totally.
I would probably be mad if there was like all these people and she basically pointed out that he was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Well, what was funny though is when he was asking
someone doing the wrong thing. Can anybody tell me who it is right now? Anyone?
That'd be
is
a
it
fun
the
game.
7 foot man in the front?
when he was asking her, what's the difference between this call and me talking to the guy next to me? She goes, there's no difference. She kept saying that. I'm like, this makes no sense. You're not stating your case very
well. Well, her logic
is
trash then.
Yeah.
Well, then she got on a member for putting his feet up on on the wall.
I wondered if she was gonna, but I didn't catch it.
Yeah, there's the wall in the first row. You can put your feet up because his legs were so stinking long.
His legs almost had to go up all the way to the top.
He was so tall.
I noticed that big time.
She's like, please don't put your feet on the wall. He's like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, well, that
it was like a third grade classroom at that point.
Yeah, but that's legit. He shouldn't have his feet up on the wall.
Really? Why? See, that's another question.
I do put mine up there, but...
But he was 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He was so tall.
He gets, I guess, so
where else would he put his legs?
I don't know.
I get it. Long enough for 7 foot tall people.
Yeah.
You know? Only volume.
I didn't catch her say it. She probably... Did she say it nice? Because she was
not
like...
Really.
What?
Oh, she was being snotty. So she was looking for stuff.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Don't hold pressure. Why did your plane... Go for it.
Go.
Why'd your plane get delayed for so long?
We don't know.
Oh, because
they never said.
No. This is what they said. They go one time. They go, oh yeah, we're having some difficulties over in the air control service. Southwest has changed their systems recently, so we're just gonna fill out the paperwork and we'll be on our way
for an hour.
I was like, wait, what?
That was a lot.
But yeah, Liv and I were talking about this, and I was like, if you're doing something complex like flying a plane, you can kind of make up any excuse you want. And sure, I'll believe you.
Sure.
Like 100%.
Yeah. The guy next to me was like, they probably just need an air, like it's a like, flying spot, and they just didn't get it.
Or it's like, we get it. You have to go to the bathroom. Like, we get it.
Yeah. We found an ice cream sundae in the engine. And it's just really weird. So we're going to get it out of there. And it's, you know, so I think there's a spoon down there too, one of those wooden plastic ones. And they're tough to find. So as soon as we find that, we're going to fill out the paperwork and get back there. Also, it looks like we found some ping pong paddles and some board games in the engine. It's weird. I don't know why, but we're going to get that sorted out for you right now. Also, I haven't had a meaningful conversation with my kids in about 5 years. Just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just, I've been working a lot. It's just, they don't even look at me when I come home. That's got me kind of down. Anyway, we may fly home. I may fly into the side of a mountain. I don't know. But just sit back and relax. Oh, here's another thing she did. She goes, because everybody had their mask on. Oh, and she said this. I'd never heard this. She goes, ladies and gentlemen, we have 5 drinks tonight serve you.
Yeah,
we have Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, water, or coffee. Please, if you're wearing your mask, you don't need to say it. Just hold up the number 1 for Coke, 2 for Diet Coke, 3 for Sprite, 4 for water, and 5 for coffee. She repeats that twice. That's nobody does
you,
it.
You. That's why you said that to me. I didn't know what was going on.
So, 1.
I was listening to something.
And a little bit of 2. Ooh.
Did anybody,
can my wife get a 4?
Did anyone do that?
No.
We
no.
didn't. In I our did. Row.
You guys in unison should have held up your fingers at the same time.
We should have just gone.
Yeah. The plane experience, you've got the delay, you've got the stinking masks they still make you wear, and that whole thing where you don't get like a quality drink. It's just, I didn't like it.
That is what is making me mad right now, is in the airports, and you would go to like the restaurants that they had, and they're like, we have a limited menu.
Oh, God.
And it would literally be 3 things on their menu. I'm like, COVID is stopping you from making your whole menu?
No, I think it's employees.
How?
I think it's like lack of employees. Maybe.
This is a taco
That's
place.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, literally.
It's all the same ingredients.
Yeah, but it is a lack of employees, like to make it, to serve it, to wait on you.
It's like, what?
There's like a year shortage on a lot of stuff. Mm. It, like, yeah, on a lot of things.
Well, you know, we beat that because our meal tonight was all grown by us, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Self-sufficient.
Yep.
It was.
Yep, that was fun.
Yeah.
Heather made eggplant parmesan with our own eggplant
and
our basil and tomatoes.
And your own cheese?
No. Huh?
Oh, did you make your own cheese? You make your own pans?
You have your own
did you build your own oven?
Yeah.
Did you start the fire in your own oven?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pump the water for
your...
Well, we said it was from our garden.
Did you pump the water? Did you
the energy?
Did you create the water? Did you do the photosynthesis?
Tim did nothing
to grow them.
We mined the ore and created the pans.
Did you metalwork your own forks?
You know, Jesus said,
"Hey, you know what? Once you do, get back to me."
Yeah,
I
thought you guys were self-sustained.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you are heavy laden, and I will take your." Right now, you're my heavy yoke.
Take what?
You're the yoke that I want to take off and throw into a fire.
I'm sorry, but the Lord's yoke is easy and
is light.
The Lord didn't have a daughter and a son-in-law who were very disrespectful either. So
But he had 12 disciples who were about our age. So isn't that worse? Almost?
He only liked 3 of them. So
how do you even know that?
Because I read Hebrew, the Hebrew versions of the Bible.
Well, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son."
No, it says, that means shut your dumb mouth.
That's not the translation.
Shutteth your mouth.
What Bible are you reading?
I'm reading the real Bible.
Please tell me what it is so I can burn it.
Burn Bible. That's good.
No, burn your fake Bible.
I want you just...
Because it's not of the Lord. So once you get some of
back
the Lord's love
Palm
in you,
Beach.
Get back to me.
Oh, hello, Lord. What? Yeah, I know. I'm disappointed too in her. Maybe someday she'll find you and give her life.
Oh, that's funny that you went to the phone to talk to the Lord and not the Bible, which is where he tells us to talk to him.
Well, maybe.
Or he talks to you.
You know, the 4th commandment is respect your parents. So maybe try. Maybe start. Maybe start now.
You say to respect your parents and you're over here making fun of your mom and your dad?
No, because they're I don't like them.
So you're not respecting your parents, but you're expecting me to. So you're pretty much a hypocrite is what you're telling
me. Okay, I'm confused by your words right now. because I'm...
You're triggering me?
I do. I don't feel safe. Oh, I feel
that's
like...
That's weird because you're also the head of the household, so you should be protecting all the rest of us, and the fact that you don't feel safe.
I don't know. Maybe you should submit to your husband right now and not talk so much.
He didn't say for her not to talk.
Okay, listen. First of all, Luke submits to me. We all know this. Okay.
Oh, Luke's face does
Libby,
not indicate that.
Libby, maybe you should cut us some oranges and bring it back because we're all...
Well, good thing that's the best thing I'm good at, so I will do that.
You should stop now.
The best thing I'm good at.
Yeah, good thing that women are so good at cutting orange slices, so
Liv,
I'll be right back.
Liv, what'd you tell
me? Last week you said you wanted to.
Liv, what'd you tell me on the way here?
I said that women are the weaker race, or the weaker species. It's just facts. Race. Hey, maybe your disappointment is God's appointment for you right now.
Oh, that was good.
That's right.
Interesting.
No. You let me know when you have something else to say and you can come back. But since it's taking you about 2 hours to think of something else
to
say.
You win this round.
We should do video just on you.
Yes, you
Someone asked if we could do video.
I think that'll come eventually. I don't know. I had a really good meeting with our podcast guys today, so it's pretty exciting. We got some really, really good sponsors coming up.
Cool.
And we've, we've restructured everything. And
nice.
I think we're doing good. Yay. You know that we're in the top 2% of podcasts in the world?
What?
In the world?
As far as downloads
America?
And stuff.
Dang.
Or of America.
In the world. In the whole world.
In the whole world, we have 1 point, yeah, the 1 or 2%.
The top 2%?
Yeah, the third walk from the sun.
Which is actually a lot 2%. Because that's here's a fact for you. In the last... 3 months, there's been 600,000 podcasts, active podcasts.
Wow. So we're in the
top 2%.
Do you ever think though,
if I do quick math,
everyone has a podcast? What's the point?
1% is 6,000.
Why would anyone want to listen?
Times two. 12,000 in the top 12,000 podcasts.
Oh, Luke, you said enough.
No,
I was just doing math. Let me do math.
No, I'm just kidding. Dad holds his finger to him.
I'm just get the kid an abacus and just shut your mouth. Gosh, I love you, Luke, but shut up.
I wanted him to do the math.
She wanted me to do the math.
That's true.
You do the math.
You do the math.
I did
it.
You do the math.
You decided to throw facts at me, and I just was going to interpret for the people that couldn't do simple math. That's all.
Are you saying that they're stupid then?
Yeah, maybe 0.02 times 600,000 is 12,000.
Wait. Are you saying that women can't do math?
Well,
here we go again.
Let's rev
it up again.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you ask Bill and Melinda Gates? Because Melinda's trying to get women into tech, but she can't.
Also, here's something crazy. Did you know that Jeff Bezos went to space? Did you hear that?
I did.
Barely.
Okay, here's the thing. If you are in a, like in this room, okay, and you, a mile away is Mars, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I think it's 300 feet would be the moon, right?
Right.
8.5 feet would be the space station.
Okay.
2 dimes, in width, stacked on one another. That's how far Bezos went.
I know, that's what I'm saying, barely.
Oh, my gosh.
He went up 350,000 feet.
A big deal. Yeah.
The furthest plane to go up, in height, was 360,000 feet. So we've had planes go higher than he went in his rocket ship.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Bezos, slow down.
I know.
Yeah, I just
making strides.
Yeah, well, I mean, they talk the Mars thing, and I'm like, well, that's not going to happen.
It's so far
No, you'll
away.
Die.
It takes 3 years to get there.
I forgot my laundry basket.
Luke forgot his laundry basket.
Away.
We're almost to the moon, man.
I have decided, though, once I'm 80, I want to go to space, because if I die, I've lived a good life. And I can end my life floating away in space.
I think
and
space,
that sounds great.
Space would be cool. For about a day, and then you would get bored.
Yeah. What if you got stuck?
Because I listened to
that'd be sick
an
too.
Astronaut story of boring. What he was doing there, and it's super boring.
Yeah.
Hey, they eat.
I
packaged,
saw Martian.
They eat, you know,
with what's his name?
Powdered soups. And what is this?
This is a Space Oddity by
David Bowie.
Just keep talking again.
Anyways.
So talk about your space adventures.
Who was in that movie, Martian?
Well, first,
Matt Damon.
I probably have to raise lots of money. So please sponsor me. My Venmo is blah, 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 blah. And I would get up in my Tesla rocket ship and I would go up into space. And while I was up there, if I didn't explode on my way up, then I would get up there.
This is from my
and be floating
movie.
Around in the little place that detaches from the other part. Would detach, and then I would exit out of the door, and I would just float away. And I would wait for a black hole to envelop me, I think.
You just wait there for a black hole?
That would be a pretty sick way to die.
Yeah, it would be different.
This is a song that whenever it comes on, I can't focus on anything else but
the
song.
I know. It's true, Libby. I couldn't focus on what
you said. You were talking, and normally I listen to you.
Yeah, but, I was zoned into
this
song.
It'd be a cool funeral if your casket was a spaceship, and then you play this song, and at this part, you would just blast off into space.
This,
like from Walter Mitty.
Bye, Libby.
You just see her face and like...
I'm like, goodbye!
From one of the greatest soundtracks ever.
Yeah. What's Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
That movie's incredible.
It really is.
Yes,
that's an. Do you think that's an underrated movie?
Yeah.
Yes, probably.
I think it is too.
Yeah, I 100%. Rarely hear people watch it.
Yeah. I rarely watch a movie twice. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Even if I saw it 20 years ago, I thought, oh, I already saw that movie. But nope, Walter Mitty. How many times have we seen that, Libby? Walter Mitty.
So many times.
There are certain things that get
so
me
many times.
Motivated.
Yeah.
And like, it wants me to do something different. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm not living life correctly.
Right.
Like, what am I
Walter
doing?
Mitty.
Yeah. Yeah. That song does
That's
it.
More inspiring
it makes me want to like,
inspirational speaker.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a special movie. And if somebody says they didn't like that movie, I'm just like, you're wrong.
Right.
You're just wrong.
Well, actually, I think we probably can't be friends.
That's true. There are some movies, yes.
Yeah.
If they don't, somebody loves like, you're like, I don't think we could really be close. We could be buds, maybe, but not really good friends.
People will be like, I just don't get The Office. I'm like, oh,
whoops.
Like, I just don't like comedy. I don't like, you know.
Yeah.
It's just cringy. What?
Yeah.
Talking about
really?
Right.
I don't think you know what that word means.
Gosh.
Real cringe.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a deal breaker.
There's a movie, Office Space. My brother and I almost came to blows because he didn't like Office Space, and I thought it was brilliant. Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
The one with the gay.
Maybe back then for him it was cringy.
Yeah.
It seemed to, like, I don't know.
What was it about?
Yeah, it's just about, it's so Office Space, ago. So it's just about the boring, it's like before The Office.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you had the weird characters.
Yes.
You had the bot, you know, the managers. Aaron Ryan, he had his suspenders, and he always had a coffee mug. He's like, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. Okay. Get those TPS reports in. Right.
Is Jennifer Aniston in that movie?
Yeah.
And she works at Fridays.
She works at, like, a Fridays where they have all the buttons on.
And
she gets in trouble because they call it flair. And they say she gets in trouble because she's not wearing a flair. Like the buttons that say, you know, different things. And,
it's so dated, but it was before Office was the thing. So I'm sure that was inspired from, in some respects.
But what are the other movies that you guys watch that when you see it on TV, you got to watch it to the end?
That's a good
question. Hairspray.
Right?
Yeah.
That is a fun one.
Really?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Gladiator for me.
Gladiator.
Jerry Maguire.
Ooh.
Jerry Maguire. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Just love.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the end of that.
Yep.
Especially
that's a long movie.
That's like the best end.
The best ending. 30 minutes of
because
that movie at the end.
You don't really know when you first watch
so
the first time you watch
Who
it.
Who directed
like, how's this going
Shawshank?
Down?
I don't know, but Stephen King wrote it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Taika Waititi, is that his last name?
Mm-hmm.
I would say any movies that he makes and you don't necessarily like them, I don't know. If I can get along with you that well.
Is he Hunt for the Wilder People?
Yeah, he did Into the Shadows. He did Thor Ragnarok. He did Jojo Rabbit. Jojo Rabbit, I think, is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. And he was in it, right?
Yeah.
Well, you guys want me to play the...
Ryan Reynolds is funny.
The funeral scene
in
Hunt for the Wilder People?
Yes.
Can we say play that?
Yeah.
Favorite.
Okay, this is Hunt for the Wilder People. This is the funeral scene, which is one of the best scenes of the last 10 years, I think.
You know, sometimes in life... seems like there's no way out. Like a sheep trapped in a maze designed by wolves. And you know that if you're ever in that situation, there are always two doors to choose from. And through the first door, oh, it's easy to get through that door, and on the other side, waiting for you, all the nummiest treats you can imagine. Fanta, Doritos, LMP, Burger Rings, Coke Zero. But you know what? There's also another door. Not the Burger Ring door, not the Fanta door. Another door that's harder to get through. Guess what's on the other side? Anyone want to take a guess?
Vegetables?
No. You're not vegetable. No.
Jesus?
You would think Jesus. I thought Jesus the first time I come across that door. It's not Jesus. It's another door. And guess what's on the other side of that door?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah, Jesus. He's tricky like that, Jesus. So let us pray to Jesus, please make it a bit easier to get through those doors and to find you and your bounty of delicious confectionery. Thank you, Selena. Take it away.
One of the best scenes ever.
And just the mannerisms, too. That's the first time I've listened to it without watching him, which his face is hilarious. It's like,
no. No, vegetables. How do you write that?
No, no, he's so crazy.
I thought vegetables first time I got across that door. No, it's Jesus. Another door.
It's another door. Jesus.
Jesus. So cute. Yeah. That's from New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Well, let's read some reviews before we go here.
Cool.
Let's see. TGI4Given says, my favorite podcast ever. Ever since I first discovered Tim Hawkins, I felt like he was one of those comedians, we know what's coming next, who wasn't just good at writing and performing material. He seemed like a genuinely fun and funny human. She gets it. A funny human who would be a blast to just hang out with and laugh until your sides hurt. This podcast proves I was right. Adding his equally funny family into the mix is the icing on the cake. You're the icing, guys. My favorite is when he and his daughter get going and start feeding off each other, and it all descends into chaos.
Well,
hilarious chaos. I look forward to every new episode each week.
There you go.
That's how it goes.
Well, that's so great. I'm glad that people like you, Dad. Good for you.
They like you, too.
Oh, you made it. I'm so happy for you. T4Given, too much. You made it.
It makes me feel good.
Good, good. I'm glad.
You can keep doing the voice if you want.
Oh, good, I'm glad. Good for you.
Okay, all right, enough.
I'm glad everyone likes you.
You get positive reinforcement.
I'm glad that you're not that beat anymore.
That you're what?
Here's a name, Epoots, E-P-O-O-T-S, Epoots.
That's me.
Says, love the Hawkins family. I'm so glad to have Tim back. The potty break, Plyvitz.
Something's going down.
I guess they called it. All right, but the episode with Plyvitz episode is my favorite and a great indication of how good this podcast was destined to be. What a great mix of the old and the new. After losing potty break, I thought my life had no meaning. Thank you, Tim.
Same.
Thank you, Tim, Heather, Luke, and Livy. And you spelled it right, yes, for putting the meaning back in my life. P.S. I do have a few other things that provide meaning in my life. God, church, wife, kids, gravy, and bacon. So thank you, E-Poots.
Thank God, good to know.
E-Poots. Fantastic. We got one from Brick's Dog's Mom that's really enjoying the show. Jackson Rants, 5 stars on this review. This became my favorite podcast immediately. A giant break from the crazy clown show going on in the world. Am I right? Yeah. Love when Lord Fauci called in preaching about staying safe from the droplets, in quotes. Keep the rants a-coming. Laughed out loud as I was tying my shoelaces on my colorful Asics. Shoes, remember that, Jackson Rant. That was a good one. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I think that whenever you read reviews, it should be like that you're a character coming in and you're like giving us the reviews.
Okay, what would be his name?
Him Talkins.
Yeah. Him Talkins.
No, it should be like
Him Talkins.
What's like
him,
a lawyer him is Talkins. Name?
Gary. Michael.
No, like a lawyer.
Fred.
Merv.
Nope.
Marv.
Merv Treffel.
Beef.
Yep.
Merv Treffel.
Merv Treffel.
Hey, this is Merv Treffel. Bringing the comments down. We got a lot of 5 stars on this one. We picked them out because they were 5 stars. Potty Break Quarantine says, it says, Olivia, you better read this one. It says here, since you did most overrated and underrated bands and artists, Tim and Crew, what do you think are the most overrated and underrated movies? Oh my gosh, there's a twist. If you have time, can you also do the same for TV shows? Come on, man. Slow down. Love the show. Keep up the good work. That wasn't the one I wanted to really... 5 stars. Thank you. And finally got some claps in this one. Just says, love it from Miss Debbie Wild, Wild Child, wrote in and said this one. She says, at first I was like, a podcast? ? I don't know. But after the first 5 minutes, I was hooked. Keep them coming. And then three claps of the hands.
Wow.
Back to you guys.
Oh, thank you, Merv.
Thanks, Merv. Merv Shuffle.
Love hearing from him.
All right. Well, let's have a good weekend, everybody.
We going to the beach.
Gonna get in the sand. Gonna get in the water. Gonna have some fun.
Gonna get really burnt because dad's from Ireland.
Ireland. That's where I'm from. I'm not because I get tan. Me and Mrs. Hawkins get super, super tan. You're all nerds.
You and who?
Right, keep it going.
You and who?
Me and you.
Oh, I get tan too?
We get tan.
Oh, me.
I get tan. Don't tell me that now. Right, I get so tan.
You know who gets tan? Is Keegan.
Keegan gets tan.
In like a minute.
And I get
real tan.
Tan. Oh, the,
you're going to be the tannest.
The tan. She'll be boys the will not be tan.
Liver gets burnt because she's really light skin and it's really sad. So she wears lots of sunscreen.
That's a sunscreen.
Oh, so sunscreen. Gotta lather up so I don't get burnt up. You know what it's all about.
Gosh.
Oh, you are wearing full suit and tie at the beach. Why is that? Are you doing?
Can I tell one story?
Spencer, better lather up.
Can you tell one story?
So we went on a beach vacation in Florida one time, and old girl didn't put sunscreen on.
Old girl living.
Oh, I saw and was outside for 4 hours with no sunscreen.
Oh,
and
yikes.
I literally turned pink everywhere. It was terrible. She's like, yeah. And I was wearing like this swimsuit, this one piece with like slits in the side. And I had that tan for a year.
Whoa.
She looks like a tiger.
To my story. So we go to Daytona Beach, which if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about.
You guys didn't love it.
It's like biker city. It's
a horrible beach.
It's like Vegas, but like in Florida. It's just not my vibe, you know? Yeah. And so I'm just like already being like, ugh, don't want to be here. I'm literally caked in sunscreen. My face is just white because I'm like, I do not want to get any more burnt, but I want to be with everybody. And I'm wearing Luke's like floral Hawaiian shirt, a huge hat, whatever. So I'm like laying out on the beach. Everyone's in the water having a good time. I'm under this tent. I'm like covered in a blanket. And then everyone's like, come into the water. I'm like, ugh, okay, fine. I'll go into the water. So mind you, I'm wearing this Hawaiian shirt and running into the water. And I have my like sunscreen still like caked all over my face. And they have this tube and they're like, Liv, jump on the tube. I was like, all right. So I jump on the tube. This wave literally takes me, picks me up, slams me face down.
Oh my gosh.
Into the thing.
Did you see it, Luke?
Yeah, not even 5 minutes into me being in the water, a huge storm comes.
Yep.
Like crazy storm.
Wow, you brought on some stuff there.
I guess. Just blowing like the like sand everywhere. So we're like running out and the lifeguards are like, get out now.
It went from green to red flag.
Yeah.
It was a bad storm. So we run out and like the water had taken us pretty far down and there was just sand just pelting against my sunburn.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh my gosh, just pelting.
It's like sandblasting your skin.
You lost your yoga shoe?
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting to. So we finally get back. I think we lost the tube and then we finally get to our stuff and a bunch of our stuff had flown away. We couldn't get it. My shoe flew away. I never saw it again. So I'm hobbling with one shoe, burnt skin, wearing Luke's flannel and a hat with like still my like sunscreen all over my face and everywhere.
And he still wanted to marry you.
And I know it's amazing. And we go to like wash off our feet. And I'm the last person to wash off my feet. So I'm just waiting. And his friend is showering and he pees in the water. He pees in the shower.
And so
I go last, not knowing that he's peed. And but the drain is blocked with sand. So it like is there. It stayed there.
Oh my gosh.
Like, here I am, like completely burnt, one shoe, Hawaiian shirt, caked with like sunscreen, standing in Steven's pee.
Oh my gosh.
The worst, it was like one of the worst experiences in my life. It was terrible.
That sounds terrible.
And there's like just a photo of me, like I'm literally just like hobbled over. Like
I've seen
just miserable. It was
didn't look fun.
Great.
Oh, you're inspired by her sadness?
Steven's pee.
Is this avocado
is in
boy?
The drain.
Avocado boy.
There's sand down there again. Oh, in the drain. Steven's pee. Once again.
Once again.
That's Stephen's P coming from just a ad-lib song that Tim's bringing the show down with. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, gang. Thanks, Luke. You want to say goodbye to everybody, Luke? Yeah.
Bye now.
Libby, you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye now.
All right. Honey, you want to say goodbye?
Bye-bye.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Stephen's P.